Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Nerd Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So as we began the weekend show early Saturday morning, we knew that the world may look very different by the time we got through the weekend and into Monday. Well, here we are. I think the world does look very different. The only question is to what extent and what does it mean that Israel will respond or retaliate in some other way? That is the question, my friends. Welcome back to the program. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. Hour number three is now officially launching. We have a lot to tell you about and a lot to talk about here this morning. Welcome to everybody listening, of course, on AM 860 The Answer, our home station, AM 930, everybody along the GCN network as well, and everybody listening to us, finding the program on TalkStream Live. That is really, really cool as well. But once again, welcome to everybody listening on GCN. GCN, of course, works very hard for the program. They distribute it out for us to our different radio affiliates. We appreciate them so very, very much. And welcome, one, welcome all. And also, we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959. First-time callers, 949-822-7959. See what I did there. And let's welcome Denise Slamon back with us again this morning. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
All right, founderscode.com, of course, and the Denise Slamon Experience on Facebook. Well, Denise, obviously, you know, I don't know if things can go back to normal, quote unquote. I mean, they knocked down some 99% of the drones and missiles and cruise missiles that were launched against Israel collectively, you know, knocked down by the U.S., the Jordanian forces, like you mentioned, and then also, of course, Israeli forces themselves. But where do we go from here? What does a retaliation look like? And what's the next step here?
Several things.
Good, yes.
CENTCOM comes out and says, in a published statement, that the that CENTCOM, supported by European Command destroyers, successfully engaged and destroyed 80 one-way attack uncrewed aerial vehicles, UAVs, and 6 ballistic missiles. That came from Iran and Yemen. Now, what's a ballistic missile? Well, it's powered by a rocket or a series of rockets in stages. And we don't know if they were short range, medium, intermediate, or long. We have no idea. We're not told that. But if they came from Yemen, that goes across what? Saudi Arabia's airspace. Where's Saudi Arabia? We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't heard a word. The entire Arab country and the West knows the history of Iran. They know the proxies. They know their placed militias around the Middle East. And it isn't just the Middle East, I might add. You know, we know it about Venezuela. We know about Cuba. We know about North Africa, even Africa. So why are we so tolerant? And especially when Biden comes into office and he says diplomacy, one of the first things he says, one of his first speeches, diplomacy is back. Oh, so diplomacy being back means that we're going to equivocate and we're going to continue the same policies under the Biden administration as we had under the Obama administration. And that was to be as generous as we can possibly be and then lie about it with Iran. Because we're going to, if we play nice, we can make Iran a good citizen of the world. Well, obviously it's not working. It's not working with Russia, and it's not working with China. Now, let's understand something. After this initial attack of Hamas on Israel, the very first thing that this administration does is run over to Qatar and say, Qatar, help us. Help us figure out what we can do to get the hostages back and stop the fighting and blah, 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 blah. So we abdicated all of our power over to Qatar. And Qatar has never been a friend.
Mm-hmm.
They have always been sympathetic to terrorists, including going all the way back to the Obama administration to the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we opened an embassy, and we paid for it, by the way. Then, prior to this most recent threat of Iran to attack Israel themselves, which is the first time it's ever happened that Iran has ever attacked Israel.
Yeah, directly, yeah.
What do? We go tap on the shoulder of Beijing, say, China, hey, will you help us? Will you help us out? We need you to put some pressure on Iran to tell them not to do this. Okay, so we got two countries here. Qatar has no use for the United States, and China obviously has no use for the United States. We've put them in charge of establishing peace in the Middle East.
That's harebrained.
Think about that.
Yeah, it's harebrained, yeah.
Okay, think about that for a minute. We have basically said we're going to lift sanctions, we're going to let other sanctions expire, and then other sanctions we're not going to enforce. And we're going to do everything we can so Iran will be play nice. And they're never going to play nice. So, can you about imagine what Bibi Netanyahu really ought to be saying to Biden or really ought to be saying to the kingdom in Saudi Arabia or to any of the European leaders who were initial signers for the Iranian nuclear deal?
Right.
I mean, now, if I was Tel Aviv, I'd be stomping my feet, shaming them all.
Well said. Well said, Denise. Stay right there. We're coming back real quick from this very, very brief break. Lots more, folks, as we head through this Monday edition. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, just so you know, the Russian Foreign Ministry folks on Sunday is expressing extreme concern over another dangerous escalation of what's happening in the Middle East. And, by the way, they expect the regional states to resolve the existing problems through political and diplomatic means. And they believe it's important for constructively minded international players to contribute to this effort. Folks, do you feel better already? I hope this allays any concerns that you might have that things might be going a little haywire in the Middle East now that Russia's foreign ministry has stepped up in such an amazing fashion. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the program. And, of course, our very own Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Denise, do you feel better now that the Russian Foreign Ministry is calling for restraint?
All we do is talk about restraint. We don't want to escalate. And let's talk to have a talk, and then we'll talk again, and then we'll talk again, and then we'll talk again. And then we'll, you know, now, if Tucker Carlson were sitting next to me, he'd be calling me a neocon. And right about now, that would be absolutely fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a nobody. Well, I'm a burned-out tennis player.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, in the scheme of things, I'm a burned-out tennis player. I'm an old woman who just watches this stuff like crazy. You know, that I've taken up woodworking in my old age. And so I have the TV going in the background in my workshop, my she shed in the garage here, and I build little stuff, but I have all this stuff going on virtually 24/7. And, you know, I have my own red line, and my red line has been crossed I don't know how many times. But now, where's everybody else's red line?
Yeah.
Where is everybody else's? This comes down to Iran wanting full-blown control of the Middle East and using the Palestinians as the vehicle to advance this power. Okay? So, is Saudi Arabia sick and tired of throwing money at all things Palestine and the Palestinians? Is Turkey? Is anybody else? I mean, we're not going to support the Palestinians through the UN. We are. We're not. We're stopping this. We're doing that. So where are their red lines?
That's a very good question. Well, you know, you mentioned earlier, of course, about radical Islam. That's where Iran's coming from, obviously. But these other Arab states like Saudi Arabia, you know, they don't want to see Iran, express its own interests over the Middle East. I mean, this seemed to be part and parcel of why the Trump administration was so successful in helping to isolate Iran at that time.
It also tells me that going all the way back to the Obama administration, how many years did we go through sequestration? Anybody remember that one? Where the Pentagon was virtually operating on a knife's edge here financially. They needed submarines. They needed battleships. They needed aircraft carriers. They needed ordnance. They needed all these things, and they couldn't have them. We kept delaying it and delaying it and delaying it because of sequestration. Imagine if we hadn't had that sequestration. Would we be in the same condition today as we are if we hadn't had sequestration? Just putting that one out there.
Yeah, good question. Good question. Well, you know, obviously, now Joe Biden has told Benjamin Netanyahu that the United States is not going to participate.
Imagine that globally, he told that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but certainly, you know, nobody wants to have an all-out total war. But
understand what war is today. War today is not what it was in Vietnam, and it's not what it was in World War II. I mean. If you have somebody like a Schwarzkopf, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, whatever it is can be over in 100 days or less. We can go put forces over into the Middle East, and we can go put forces into Eastern Europe. But that doesn't mean they're going to hit a battlefield. There's so much technology out there, as we just saw. Okay? Mm-hmm. How many Iranian soldiers were on a battlefield over the weekend? Zero.
Yeah, zero. Exactly. Yeah, they just launched those things.
Yes. And so that just takes somebody, you know, pushing a button or operating a joystick. That's where we are today. So uniformed personnel doesn't have to go out there with, you know, fixed bayonets on their long guns and throwing grenades. That's not where we are today.
It's a different story, yeah.
Of course. You've got the Space Force. Who stood up? Mm-hmm. President Trump. In January, Iran launched 3 satellites. On what kind of rocket did they launch it? And how did they get that rocket? And what are those satellites there for? Do we have the ability to take out those satellites? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do we have the ability to use electronic warfare and jam everything? Yes. Do we have the ability to shut down Tehran and Russia by cyber? Yes. So what for Biden to do what he has done, to publicly say that he is not going to support Israel on a counteroffensive. They said that globally now. I mean, every leader out there has heard this. Is the most disgusting thing. And then you got Kirby, who's on a Sunday morning talk show with Shannon Bream, that blames Trump. Really, dude?
Yeah. Oh, that's the go-to thing. That's the go-to thing. Now Biden publicly saying this. Is that a savvy?
It's a leaked phone call.
Yeah.
And then Kirby comes out and kind of confirms it.
Well, but is that a savvy way of trying to tell Iran we're not going to turn this thing up? Or is it kowtowing, again, for votes in the November election, which is that seems to be driving the policy much more than, you know, than trying to really stand by Israel?
Well, you know what, if Biden says he's not going to help Israel on a counteroffensive, what does that mean? Does that mean that Netanyahu goes, okay, here's what we'll do then. You have my back, and you shoot down, you use the Arleigh Burks, and you shoot down all of these cockamamie ballistic missiles and these one-way suicide drones. In the meantime, we'll use everything we have, and we'll just take out Tehran. Does it mean that that Biden would approve that?
Right.
You know?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Well, but what do you think, again, you know, is this going to be an attack on Tehran? Is it going to be an attack on infrastructure or how about shipping, stuff like that?
Absolutely a good question. Mm-hmm. And here, I mean, Israel has got a lot of options. And Israel has been working at this for years and years and years. But they're having to, you know, I would say edit their war plans. They have to probably have to edit and modify them pretty much every day. So, all right. We are where we are. Now, where do we go from here? Isn't it fascinating that Hezbollah didn't get into this? And it is said that Hezbollah made a decision not to get into this mix. Well, does Hezbollah have that authority?
When you said that, that's exactly where my mind went. Can they do that?
Well, obviously they didn't get into it.
Yeah.
And what they have done so far, you know, with regard to Israel has been intermittent. Now, we hear these crazy numbers. They got 10,000 rockets. They got 100,000 rockets. They got this and they got that Hezbollah.
Mm-hmm.
Do they?
Yeah, that's
I'm
that's
beginning
what we're
to
doing.
Wonder if that's true. Do they? And if they had them once, where are they now? Well, I can't prove it. I'm just putting it out there, ladies and gentlemen. Has any of that been transferred to Russia to prosecute the war with Ukraine?
Very interesting idea, to say the least. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there because we're going to come right back. Bottom of the hour, everybody. 949-822-7959 is the number if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon this morning. And we've got a lot more ground to cover, folks. What's happening in the world? Sometimes I think Lord only knows. But we're going to try to unpack it. When we come back, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Thanks in part to conflict involving Israel and the Middle East, gas prices continue their upward trend. USA's John Schaefer.
AAA is reporting a roughly 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas over the past month. The national average now standing at $3.63 a gallon. Experts attribute this rise to refinery maintenance and escalating tensions in the Middle East. They do anticipate further increases in gas prices as peak driving season approaches.
Roku's disclosed yet another security breach. On Friday, the company revealed about 576,000 accounts had been compromised. This revelation came to light while Roku was in the process of notifying customers about a prior breach that impacted roughly 15,000 accounts earlier in the year. Roku assured that sensitive data did remain inaccessible. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
All right, everybody, don't forget, it is April 15th. Don't kill the messenger.
It's here.
Unfortunately, but hopefully you've got everything signed, sealed, and delivered, as it were, as we hit this very, very special day throughout the year, no doubt about it. All right, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you have a question or comment this morning for our good friend Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, well, Denise, of course, yes, Americans are having to make sure that they file their tax returns, and To date, I have not yet heard of someone on the far left or in the media establishment or any of these people paying more taxes than they owe, just to, you know, show us all the way how everybody can pay their fair share, I guess.
Yeah.
No one's writing an extra check that we know of.
Yeah, right.
All right, well.
Let me introduce you in the listeners to a name.
Okay.
Moshen Fakhrizadeh Mahabadi. Anybody ever heard that name?
I have not, but I know you're going to tell us.
He was the top nuclear scientist in charge of the entire program in Iran, the nuclear program. And the man was well known to our intelligence apparatus. And we had sanctions on him such that he could never leave the country. But he had many passports, and he could leave, and he did often. And he coordinated with North Korea and China. But interestingly, he was assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who assassinated him? Well, do we really need to tell you who that was? That was Israel. Now, what did Israel do? I mean, what did Iran do after he was assassinated? Nothing. Think about that. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, we take out, Trump takes out Qasem Soleimani and takes out this IRGC leader in a safe house in Syria, and Iran just goes ballistic over that.
Yeah.
Now, why would that be? Why would they care more about the IRGC commander being killed in what they say was an embassy, but, you know, it may have on paper been an embassy, but it wasn't an embassy, and not be upset about the assassination of Moshe Farkhrizadeh Mahabadi? Could it be that Iran has taken the monies that the West has relieved from restriction for Iran and they use it for terrorism? Or is it because they are already in possession of a nuclear weapon? Remember, we all heard that they had the nuclear weapon, they just didn't have a delivery mechanism. Well, I just explained to you that according to CENTCOM, the United States, along with a handful of other countries, including Israel, took out ballistic missiles. A ballistic missile can carry a nuclear warhead.
Right. That was something that was on my mind on Saturday as this was unfolding. You know, you always, you know, in the back of your mind, you think about something like that. What happens if they really do that? You know, and I guess, you know, I'm glad that it worked out all the way that it did. But it actually does beg the question, too, Denise, if they wanted to attack Israel, why give this very long period of time for it to transverse through Iraq or Saudi Arabia and just fly 1,000 miles
mm-hmm.
to get to Israel?
Mm-hmm.
Why not overwhelm them quickly with those Hezbollah rockets? Why not have other delivery systems that are close by and really try to do damage? I mean, there's something going on here. Why do they do it the way they did?
Therein lies the big question that I can't answer as much as I want to. I cannot answer that. We're also hearing that somewhere around 50% of the ordnance that was fired off by Iran failed.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, how did that happen? And why did that happen? And Iran has a drone factory that they built, bought, and paid for by Russia in Russia. So,
mm-hmm.
How reliable are these things? You see what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
And what's the speed of these drones? How long does it take to get to its target? 2 hours? 4 hours?
yeah, but again, it's like, you know, okay, here they come. You know, we see the headlines on Saturday morning, basically, you know, Iran is attacking Israel, but it's now at this long sort of wait period for them to get into that vicinity. And so some have said, well, is this a way of Iran saying, look, we did something, and now we don't want to do anything else, we don't want this larger problem? Or is it that they're defective or they're inept? Or, you know, I think that's what everybody's wondering, especially when they have these other abilities to have gone against Israel, which I'm glad they didn't, but again, it's weird.
And what did it really cost? What kind of ordinance did we use coming off the Arleigh Burke and the Kearney? By the way, these turned out to be medium-range ballistic missiles. What did that cost us? Did we just spend $1 billion?
Right.
And what did it cost Israel? What did it cost Jordan? The Brits were also there, too. But, yeah, so is this a situation where we have, you know, with these proportionate responses, we keep spending this kind of money and we are just doing defense. There is no offense. So what we're basically saying to Israel and the Middle East is, we'll defend, but we won't offend. We're not going to go on the offensive. I'll tell you what, if I was Ukraine right now, I'd be terrified.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrified.
Indeed. Well, this is sort of an open-ended question, but how do you get to regime change in Tehran? You know, and this is what Dershowitz is calling for, basically, you know, to have the way to stop this is to stop the Ayatollahs, basically, the mullahs. And, you know, how do you foment that kind of, revolution, I guess?
The only thing I can think of is you take away their money. Period.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the Iranians themselves are going to have to be the ones that cause the mullahs to flee. And it comes down to money. And, you know, They got it. They got it now. And if they're not getting it now because of how we're playing, you know, checkers with sanctions and bank accounts and frozen blah, 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 blahs, and then unfrozen and then expired this and that, what is it that Russia is paying them for? What is it that China is paying them for? What is it that North Korea is paying them for?
Yeah.
And is there, what kind of money is there in electronic funds, crypto? What are they stealing? You know, by hacking, you know, it's
well, of course, now they've got billions, you know, and presumably I'm sure they'd be able to hide that or they'd be able to continue to use that. But it was foolish to allow them access back to it again and then to say, well, it's Iran's money, you know. It's like, okay, but maybe we should never have unfrozen the freeze, you know what I mean?
You think?
Yeah.
Well, we shouldn't have flown piles of cash over to Switzerland and dumped it on an airport tarmac.
It's so ridiculous, but it's true. That's the thing. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Happy Monday to you. We'll talk to you on Tuesday morning.
All right, thank you.
Take care. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. Folks, we are coming right back. We've got Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street. Stay right there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, I got a question, and that is, how bad does it have to be for all the 99-cent stores to have to close up? How terrible do you have to make things in the economy such that the 99-cent stores all start closing up? Good question. Well, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you this morning. And we've got Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street. You can find him at watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website. Find out about Chris, his radio programs, also his podcasts, and much, much more. Watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. So let's say good morning to Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Well, you know, a lot has changed, obviously, since we talked on Friday morning, Chris. A lot has changed in the world, and I think there's a central question, and that is, you know, we haven't seen another move now from Israel yet, but how are the markets and what do we expect economically from this latest development or escalation in the Middle East?
Well, I think pretty much all the eyes obviously on oil prices and what's going to happen, you know, next, and whether or not we're going to continue to see a tick up there. Again, you got certain countries like Russia. They would love to see oil prices at much higher levels because they're already selling oil on the market higher than that supposed cap that they were supposed to have on it, around $60 a barrel. They're already selling it above that. It's going to be curious to see what type of response Israel is going to have when it comes to this. I'm kind of hoping that they continue with more of the same in regards to targeted attacks against various different, Iranian groups and some of their planners here, there, and everywhere. I think, what was proven this past weekend is just how weak, Iranian, their overall military is. I mean, they just absolutely, they got nothing out of this massive attack, and I think it shows the weakness that is there. So I don't know if, Israel's going to show restraint in regards to, I don't think we see a big, massive type of attack, but I think, again, more targeted attacks, much like, what we did with Soleimani and what they had just done with their planters there in Syria, I think would probably be the best route.
Well, indeed, and certainly if Israel were to go after Iran and their own oil production facilities, that would have a major impact. Some of the predictions would be it would easily drive costs up above $100 a barrel.
Yes, yeah. We're going to see what's going to happen, whether they're going to make it even more sanctions coming on Iran. The thing with Iran is that you with such a young population in that country, you would like to see some sort of, the people getting fed up with the regime that is there and having some sort of change. I know it's been a long time, in the waiting there, but that's probably the ultimate goal, what you'd like to see. And I think that, eventually, I think the people in Iran probably saw just how, it's going to come out, just how weak their attack was on Israel, despite all the propaganda that's been going out there. They were actually showing video of fires and destruction in other countries on the news stations there. Now, again, you can pull off that propaganda maybe in North Korea, but, eventually the truth is going to get to the people on the ground there.
Yeah, indeed. That is, I'm just not surprised by any of that, but it's definitely, they're trying to maintain in their own land, as it were, because they're not very popular, the mullahs, that is, with the Iranian people. It's getting worse and worse for them. Well, Chris, we've got a great listener question. This comes in from Frederick in New York City, and he says, I'm wondering what Chris thinks of a recent Wall Street Journal article citing the rising hidden costs of home ownership, which are skyrocketing due to rising insurance premiums, property taxes, and maintenance costs, some at 20% or more per year. And his question is, are these price increases somehow hidden from the actual CPI, suggesting an even higher inflation rate? So in other words, is there stuff there that really means it's more?
Well, now you can take a look at super core inflation, which is services. That's, that definitely factored in last week. And actually, whatever the government numbers are, I think that they're much worse than that they're putting out. Insurance is also involved in that as well. Home insurance, car insurance, another big one that's whacking everybody upside the head. So these things are in the inflation numbers. I just don't think that they're reflective into the degree that they're hurting people. Now, property taxes is another one. That's obviously a bit of a local issue. I do think that certain municipalities around the country, certain states around the country are going to have to make some changes in regards to, transferring your basic base as far as your home ownership is concerned. You've had such increases in valuations in states like Florida, Texas, Tennessee, and others. Because so many people have moved, there's a supply and demand issue. It's called golden handcuffs. People, they don't want to leave. There's actually a story about that today, actually, in the journal, talking about how a lot of baby boomers who would think that, I'm going to go ahead and downsize. They're like, I'm not going to downsize. If I downsize, my insurance costs are going to go up. My property taxes are going to go up and all these other things. They have to. Certain states are going to have to work with that. I know in the state of Florida back in like 2008, they allowed if you moved an additional $500,000 to the sales price, moving where you're going to go because they have a homestead exemption where they're limited in how they can raise your property taxes. They're going to have to up the ante on that because the value of the homes have gotten, you know, so high that people are like, forget it, I'm not going to move. I don't feel like paying all this additional taxes.
Well, exactly. Well, I appreciate that, and I'm sure Frederick up in NYC appreciates that as well. Well, something else, Chris, that's on the business front, and that is it looks like you've got a shorter work week's coming back into the mix here. Interesting article showing that there's a lot of CEOs at some of these major U.S. companies. They're looking to cut down the work week to 4 days in some cases. Is that something that you know, I guess it's to counter burnout, but what do you think would be the end result of all that kind of thing if it was implemented widespread?
Well, again, it's going to further destroy urban cores and the way we live here in this country as far as people coming into the office less. Already people, you know, with the stay-at-home work stuff, that would be, you know, instrumental. But, again, a lot of these executives are probably – it's a numbers game. They're crunching numbers, and they're saying to themselves, well, okay, you know, I can cut my costs here in regards to my overall, you know, physical space. They may also use it as a way they want to get people into the office maybe a little bit more. They can do that. But to them, it's, you know, quite frankly, it's just numbers. But as far as commercial real estate is concerned, you know, you might as well just stick another nail in the coffin. And, again, it's one of the biggest bubbles we've got here in this country. Again, it's different than 2008, 2009, because we're dealing with people's homes at this point. But there's a long way to go to the downside when it comes to commercial real estate. And again, this is not going to help.
Well, indeed. And certainly, you know, I guess at some point, you know, especially in some of these downtown buildings, it'll be, well, we used to have companies and offices. Now we just have, you know, 10 floors of laser tag. I mean, it would be pretty incredible, but it certainly would not be the best thing in the world. But something else I saw as well, Chris, and that is fast food franchises, especially here in California, because of the $20 minimum wage thing for the fast food restaurants. Now the franchisees are afraid that they're going to start losing business to other restaurants, which are starting to narrow that gap of cost. I mean, if it's going to be just as expensive to go to an Applebee's, you might as well do that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was just a lot of ignorance when it comes to, you know, fast food. I'm not a fast food guy by any stretch of the imagination. But, yeah, as their costs are going to rise, obviously, I guess it might, you know, give a little bit of a boost to some of the smaller franchises out there, but, you know, or smaller, not franchises, but small mom-and-pop type restaurants. But I'm sure the long arm of regulation will come after them eventually soon too. Not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I mean, they'll probably push to do the same rules and regulations at smaller places.
Well, exactly. And it'll continue to be ruinous. I'm afraid of that. But Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
Thanks. Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. And when we come back from the top of the hour news, we're going to have Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com. Don't want to miss this, folks. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.